Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. Less than 24 hours after giving this speech, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis in 1968. On Thursday, the King Center, the National Park Service, and other groups will lay a wreath in front of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in downtown Atlanta.
The wreath will be placed on the same spot where a wreath was placed the day after Dr. King was assassinated.
King Center spokesman Steve Klein says 1 hour after the ceremony, the 50 Days of Nonviolence campaign will begin. He hopes this helps promote Dr. King's push for peace with the country's youth.
We're just calling on them to, you know, have a dialogue on nonviolence and to do what they can to prevent violence in their communities and schools and homes.
This August marks the 50th anniversary of the Great March on Washington. Ceremonies are scheduled for both Atlanta and the nation's capital. John Lawrence, WABE News.